Random House Audio presents Worst Laid Plans at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. A collection of 8 probably too intimate but shockingly funny true life tales of lust gone wrong, told by co-creators Alexandra Lydon and Laura Kindred, along with other Worst Laid Plans regulars. Performed live at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
Welcome to Worst Laid Plans. The following is based on true events. Names and key details have been changed to protect the guilty.
Incognito. Let me start off by saying that I will never cease to be amazed by the fact that anyone could come and see us in this show and still want to have sex with us. But they do. They always do. And tonight, you're going to hear one of their sad tales. One night, after a Worst Laid Plans production, we all headed over to La Poubelle like we always do. And like always, we are greeted there by our friends and their friends. And on this particular occasion, I am reintroduced to a young man. For our purposes, let's just call him that nasty fuck. Okay? Settled. So this nasty fuck's balls drop, he becomes a man, and he decides he's gonna ask me out on a date. I say yes. But understand at this point, all I know about this person is that everybody loves him. Everybody loves this guy. I know he is slightly eccentric, possibly gay, but I don't know he's a nasty fuck. Either way, I'm having some apprehension about whether or not I should go out on this date. So as not to discount my unlikely suitor without a fair trial, I decide that I will conduct a little investigation. I decide that I will call up one of my girlfriends, one of his good friends, in the hopes, honestly, that talking with someone who really knows him will help me decide whether or not we should go out. She, by the way, will be known as Delusional Misguiding Bitch. So, the Delusional Misguiding Bitch and I have a lengthy conversation that ends with, "Oh my God, Timberly, of course you should go out with him. But be sweet. He's a gentle soul." Like I'm the fucking Kraken or something. What the hell am I gonna do to this man? Anyway, we go out. I meet this nasty fuck at his house. He has me walking the heel taps out of my new boots to a little Mexican place he assures me is just around the corner, which is the distance you measure everything in when your main mode of transportation is a skateboard. I had not been made privy to this little nugget before I agreed to go out on the date. I had been told, however, that this nasty fuck did not drink, but he had a king-size margarita at dinner. And you could tell that the libations were starting to make a move on him because he began to dance around playfully in his chair from seated position to seated position, first Indian style, then up on both knees, finally hugging one knee and tossing his head back gleefully. At which point I said to myself, this nasty fuck is gay. But didn't matter anyway, you guys. It didn't even matter, because I had already decided that I am deaf not fucking this twerp. My plan is to get back to his house, claim an early morning, and therefore call it an early night. We head back. We take an even a longer return route so that he can show me houses he thinks are beautiful. We stop in front of a particularly large and unappealing home, at which point he tries to kiss me. Beep-bomb, this does not happen. When we get back to his apartment, I'm feeling a little asshole-ish about the douchebaggery that I pulled before. So I decide that I will allow him to take me on the "this will end in my bedroom" tour of his apartment. It was a 2-bedroom, by the way, all of which I could see from the front fucking door. Bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, bedroom, door. We go ahead and take the tour, and we land where? Surprise! In his bedroom. At which point he starts to blah, blah, blah his way through his expansive DVD and video game collection. And then he plops down on the edge of the bed, turns off the overhead light, and flips on a lamp with a red light bulb and a scarf thrown over it. At this point, I laugh out loud. Why? For two reasons. One, because I've earned it. And two, because people really do that. They do. And I, for one, I'm grateful that they do, because these are the people who force us to confront ourselves. These are the people who force us to ask the tough questions, i.e., what unfortunate sequence of events have brought me to a place in my life where my current situation is acceptable to me? In essence, how did we get here? And this is the unfortunate but oh too true response to that question. A few months prior to going out on this date, I had broken up with a sociopath. And as a result, hadn't gone near a man since. And there is a lot of truth to what they say. Most women can have sex whenever they want to, but sometimes you get spoiled on that fact. So you pass them by and you pass them by, and the next thing you know, you're so horny, you just jump on someone. I mean, it's like one of those days when you have a lot of appointments and a lot of errands to run, and you keep not eating and not eating, and the next thing you know, you're so ravenous that you find yourself at the drive-thru of a Taco Bell. And you know you don't want to eat that shit, and you know you're gonna feel awful after you do it, but you go ahead and fuck up a whole bunch of tacos anyway. And then you sit around going, oh my God, I can't believe I ate all that Taco Bell. In short, he was Taco Bell, and I had waited too long to eat. And here we all are. But before I could conclude my self-induced mercy fuck, he launched into a brand of dirty talk so horrific that I couldn't even do the deed. I mean, I literally could not fuck him. So now I'm laying there trying to craft a beautifully shaped phrase that will allow my exit and his dignity to remain intact. And then I feel the bed start to shake. And I hear this low, moaning, sort of a humming sound, like a... And I reach over, and this Negro is butt-ass naked beating his dick. Who does that? And when the fuck did he take off all his clothes? Fully dressed, by the way. I'm still wearing my sweater and my socks, and he is laying next to me like a monkey in a zoo going to town. Now, I have to leave. I have to go. It's become a safety issue. So I sit up to get off of the bed, and he springs up over top of me into like a straddle-like position over me and is slinging a spidey web throw of ejaculate at my face. I lost my mind. I punched him off of me with both my fists. I stomped down the hallway into the bathroom, kicked the door closed behind me, and screamed like a murder victim. And now I am standing there grabbing tiny wads of toilet paper to sop his foreign fucking spooge from off my face. And every time I finish with a little piece of cum-soaked tissue, I pull back the shower curtain and I stick it to the shower wall. And now I'm standing there looking at my reflection, scratching this lunatic's spunk flakes from out of my eyebrows. And I say to myself, Timberly Chanel Hill, how the fuck you gonna let some goofy, nasty motherfucker beat off all over you and come in your face? And then I say, why are we having this conversation in the nasty folks' bathroom? We could have this talk in the car. So I left. And immediately upon exiting, I began to dial the phone numbers of everyone I know that knows him. And I told them all what a nasty, deviant fuck he really is. And now I'm telling all of you. Do you know why?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?